One of the great experiences of Paris is browsing the booksellers along the banks of the Seine. Many of the booksellers are now selling tourist souvenirs, which they say brings in more money than the books. In an effort to protect a cherished tradition, City Hall is cracking down on license holders, and Eleanor Beardsley sends us this report from Paris.
If you've ever strolled along the Seine River, you've surely walked past the booksellers and their stalls. Known as bouquinistes, these often crusty old characters sell old books, rare posters, and historic memorabilia out of green wooden boxes mounted on the walls alongside the river. But increasingly, the bouquinistes are forced to peddle less lofty merchandise to make ends meet. Amongst the literature at André Paul's stall are Eiffel Tower keychains and drink coasters printed with impressionist scenes.
Just because we're in the business of selling culture doesn't mean we shouldn't be able to make a living at it. It's hard work being out here in the weather and with the traffic noise, so sometimes we have to compromise and sell a few trinkets along with our books.
There are about 250 bouquinistes along the Seine. Each has four boxes loaned to them for free by the city of Paris. In exchange, bouquinistes are allowed to fill only one box with tourist mementos. Paris City Hall recently launched a competition to attract new bouquinistes to stalls that had lain empty. About 300 candidates applied for 30 slots. Lynn Cohen-Solel, deputy mayor in charge of commerce, explains why it's so important to find the right candidates.
For Paris, it's something very important to have real professional people as bouquinists and not lay people coming there just to make money.
Many bouquinists are former professors or journalists and often specialize in a certain genre. Alain Huchet sells cookbooks and old menus. He pulls out a restaurant menu from a dinner held in 1871 during the Prussian siege of Paris when hundreds of people starved to death.
They ate the zoo animals, including the last elephant. They also ate rats and cats. And here are some beans made with dog meat.
The first bouquiniste in Paris opened his stall in the 1600s. In 1802, Napoleon Bonaparte placed them on the banks of the Seine and began to regulate the trade. Today, 3.5 miles of the riverbank are decorated with the watertight, dark green boxes. As Deputy Mayor Cohen-Solel puts it, Paris is the only city whose river runs through two bookshelves. Jean-Pierre Mathias is a 25-year veteran of the bouquiniste trade. He is opening his stalls for the day's business. He holds a prestigious spot across from France's great literary institution, the Académie Française. Mathias's wife, who is also a bouquiniste, has a place in the more touristy section near Notre Dame Cathedral, he says. But the couple manages to make a living at it and raise two small children. Mathias says you can't compromise on your principles, though.
Les Chinois disent, bon, s'il y a quelque chose qui se vend, on a qu'à le copier.
Mass tourism means you get the same thing everywhere, and we booksellers are suffering from an invasion of Chinese copies. But I'm here to raise the cultural level and to meet the demands of people who are looking for something specific.
Mathias says everything he sells is original. He doesn't offer plastic miniature reproductions of the Moulin Rouge like some of his neighbors.
Ça, c'est Moulin Rouge, mais ça, c'est l'époque.
But he does have a complete set of circa 1950 original programs from the Moulin Rouge nightclub. I'm one of the only ones to have the entire collection, he says. They're very rare. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
It's the only program where you can hear about booksellers, a famous river, and dog meat, all in the same story. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.